Hey everybody, welcome back to this next episode of Fitness with Feldman. This week we have John with us and his student Sean, and they're going to do some talking about the age old, how much stretching do you need, when should you stretch, when should you strengthen debate. So take a listen and definitely let us know if you have any questions on this topic or anything you'd like us to cover further. I know this is something we've talked about here in the past and something that we'll definitely continue to talk about. Also, this is pretty exciting for us, but based on the recent statistics and the downloads, how many of you guys are listening and tuning into the podcast, by the time this airs, I think that we will have reached a little over 4,000 downloads and listens to the podcast. So when we started this a couple of years ago, it was sort of a shot in the dark. We weren't sure what would happen, if anybody would listen. And I just wanted to make sure to thank everybody for tuning in. And we're going to keep trying to bring something back every week here. Nice short episodes, about 10, 15 minutes. Easy to grab and listen to on your commute. And if you commute longer than that, then sorry about that. Have a great day and enjoy.
All right, what's going on, everybody? John here with Feldman, and we've got Sean also. This is Sean's debut for anything live with us today. Sean's my student. He's a third-year student at American International up in Springfield, Mass., and he's going to be hanging out with me for a few months. So today we're going to be starting something called our Facebook Live Friday. It's really catchy, I know. But that's about the extent of my creativity. So yeah, we're going to be talking a little bit about some stretching today. You guys can see the title again, to stretch or not to stretch. So we've been getting a lot more questions about that. We've been having a lot more post-operative cases as well come in the clinic. But on top of that, we have our normal, clientele who come in and, a lot of performance work, a lot of recurring injury work, things like that. So, whether it's a training related issue or whether it's post-operative, something we always get is, hey, should I be stretching this or, should I stretch more? I'm not stretching enough. And people get really, really worried. And, so we want to kind of hit home some of the messages. And we've talked about this before in the past. So I apologize if you're listening for the second time, or maybe you will pick up something else this time, or maybe I'll make something else up this time to tell you. But no, we've definitely talked about it in the past, and I think it's a topic that's worth bringing back to the surface because it comes up so often. Sure. So we'll try and keep this, around 8 to 10 minutes or something like that. But so the first thing we'll talk about is stretching, and then what you can do to kind of combat that. And then also, I think we were going to be talking about in that same vein, different types of activity, right? And what's going to be most appropriate for people. Getting some muscle activation in there. All right, the first thing about stretching, question we get, should you stretch? You have an injury, should you stretch? Should you just stretch in general? Oh, I can't touch my toes, or, I feel stiff and tight when I wake up, or I stretch to, maintain length, or I stretch to increase length. And usually my first response to people is, I'll go let Sean see if you remember.
It depends?
Exactly, it depends. Like, oh, should I stretch? Well, I don't know. Should you? What's your goal? Do you want to restore length to a muscle? Are you trying to lengthen it? And I think that's where most people find themselves wanting to stretch, right? They feel like they want to lengthen a muscle tissue because it's better.
Right.
And so we feel that, there's no sense in overstretching something because you may not have the demands to have it stretched. Or even more so, if you lengthen something, you then have to let your brain play catch up. And so, you stretch something and then it's up here, but your baseline strength is here. So when it was only stretched this much, your brain was strong enough to control it, and then you stretch it a little bit more. Now somewhere we have to make up this gap, or you have to get that strength back to match how stretched it was. I always use the analogy of a race car. If you put me on a racetrack against, some other people, if you put me in a Lamborghini and everybody else only has, let's call it a Honda Civic, okay? It doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to win the race. There's a lot more power there that I have to learn how to control. I can just as easily run it off the grass as everybody else could, navigate the course correctly. So just because I have, more power available or something else that's available to me, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work. I have to learn how to control it. So that control factor is really important. So stretching for the sake of stretching doesn't necessarily always work out in your favor, because you have to then reinforce that with gaining that strength, sure, that muscle activation that he was talking about. So I'll let him talk a little bit about the difference between, you know, stretching to lengthen something or stretching to restore proper length, proper resting length. So,
right. So a lot of people come in feeling tight, but that's they might not be shortened, right? We talked about that.
Yep.
Tightness doesn't always equal shortened muscle length.
Yeah, very important.
Right. So basically, where am I going with this?
Well, yeah, so resting length. So just because this is his first Facebook Live video, so I've got plenty of practice.
Yeah, yeah.
Your grade depends on this, by the way.
Oh, I know.
yeah, so if people come in feeling tight, he's absolutely right. Tightness does not always equate to shortness. And sometimes when we feel like we need to stretch something, we may just want to get back to a resting position. Like, if you've been stuck in the car, if you're taking a road trip with your friends for a while, you know, and you're stuck in this position, you get up and you're like, oh, it feels so good to stretch. You're returning your muscles back to their normal resting position, what their normal length is and what your body is efficient at using. That's much different than saying, oh, I can't touch my toes, I want to make them longer, so I'm going to stretch to make them longer.
Right.
So oftentimes if something's weak, we'll perceive that as tightness. So the other analogy that we talk about, right,
right,
if you're in a strange area.
Yeah, so if you're in a strange area, you have your kids, you don't want them to wander too far away from you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what's out there. So that's just like your body, with that protective factor. It's like shortened because it hasn't experienced these new ranges, right?
Yep, it perceives a threat. There could be an issue. That's how smart your brain is.
So you have to build that capacity once you learn that new range.
Yep, right? Exactly. So you perceive a threat, you're not going to let your kids wander far. Your brain perceives a threat with a muscle. Like, you know, if I have elbow surgery and I stretch it, or if, you know, I pull a hamstring, or if I'm just weak in general and, you know, my brain's not going to let my hamstring lengthen all the way because it's weak. And it's like, no. As you stretch it, our risk of injury goes up because there's more and more stress placed on it. It's like if you take a rubber band and stretch it completely, there's a lot of potential energy there at the very end range of its motion. So a lot of stress and tension built up in there. So your brain perceives a threat, it's not going to let you stretch it. But yeah, you move to a new neighborhood with your family, first you're not sure, and then all of a sudden you meet the people, you branch out, you realize, okay, it's not that bad. You know, you're going to venture out further as well. The perceived threat has diminished. So as we strengthen a muscle, your brain has perceives that the threat is also diminished. So it'll let you use that range more and more. So again, if you're here, this is lengthening, and this is your ability to control it with strength. That increases, this also has to increase. Likewise, if you get too strong, you want to make sure that you can maintain flexibility and mobility of that muscle tissue as well. So you never want too big of a gap on either side of that coin. So that's really where we are with that whole, you know, should I stretch or should I not stretch? And I have a lot of runners come in and, you know, they're like, I can't touch my toes. And I'm like, I really don't care. It's such an arbitrary measure of, you know, flexibility or how flexible you are.
And you also say with runners, unless you're a hurdler, you know, it's you need the range for the demands of your activity, right?
Exactly.
And so runners, they're not doing excessive, you know, flexion or anything.
You know, dancers, gymnasts, ballerinas, like they have to have ridiculous mobility.
Right.
Who here can do a split? Not me.
Definitely.
I don't think you can yet either. So, and I don't know how many of you can, but, you know, ballerinas, gymnasts, dancers, like they can do those kind of things. But you better believe that they also have to strengthen as well. It's a large component of the ability to, you know, do that. We can either use a Spider-Man quote, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, or, you know, with great demands come great responsibility. And if you're going to lengthen your body in certain positions that most other people can't, to extreme ranges, you have to do the requisite strength work as well to control it. So they have to earn that right to play just as much as, you know, we do as runners or soccer players, football, field hockey, you know, volleyball. So it's no matter what you do on either end of that spectrum, you have to be as strong as you need to be to couple with those demands.
Right.
The other thing is about arbitrary benchmarks, you know, like, oh, touching your toes or anything like that. well, what about if you have a different body type than somebody else? I mean, you could have two people who are identical heights, but one of them has longer arms than the other. They're going to be able to reach their toes a lot easier than the other person can. So it's really kind of arbitrary. So we're trying to shift people away from that mindset. You hear Lincoln whining in the office too. He hasn't made an appearance in a while, so maybe he will. So that's really it on the stretching. You know, I can't remember the last time I've stretched somebody just for the sake of stretching them. Again, if they come in and they're a little tight, stiff, they haven't worked out in a while, we'll do some PNF techniques. That's just a fancy, you know, term for, you know, getting their nervous system to relax an area. I've done videos on that before where you can see how just a few seconds of a contract relax technique will increase somebody's mobility of their hamstring. And you can use that technique all over the body.
And that's not increasing the tissue length. That's returning them back to where
exactly
they should be.
So, and that's the take home there. So that's
right,
really
exactly
hitting that message home. So that's kind of where we are with static stretching versus, you know, anything else. And should you lengthen a tissue for the sake of lengthening it? Tightness, you know, feeling tight, what does that mean? So do you have any questions on that? Definitely let us know. But then on the other end of that, you know, going into what type of activity is good for me. So the follow-up question we usually get to, should I stretch or, you know, should I be stretching, is should I do yoga? You know, should I do Pilates? And I want to kind of get people away from this notion that yoga is just for, you know, like, you know, non-muscular people who can, you know, bend into a pretzel, and, you know, football is for, you know, and weightlifting is for, you know, people who are very muscular and they can't move, they can't even turn around to scratch their own back. I really want to get away from that notion, because like that ballerina I talked about, or that gymnast who can do a split, I mean, gymnasts are strong. I love watching gymnastic competitions, men and women, just because they're so strong and it's amazing to watch them move. But no, in reality, you know, yoga, yes, you have to use extreme ranges of motion, but you also need a lot of strength, like I just said. And some Pilates and yoga instructors and experts are so strong, and I love watching them move too. So, you know, deciding should you do yoga, should you do Pilates, do you need to strength train, what should you be doing? That's that proverbial, it depends.
Yeah.
And I've had in the almost 5 years I've been working here, I've had about three patients that came in getting injured. You know, they were what I would call, you know, they had a lot less lean muscle mass than I would want them to, so less tissue, so less strength, obviously. And, you know, they were told to do yoga because it would be good for them. And you know what? They ended up putting themselves into positions where they were contorted and twisted, in phenomenal positions and excellent positions to get into for somebody who has experience with yoga. But for the unexperienced person who doesn't have the strength to support an extreme position, they ended up getting hurt. You know, they hurt their back or they hurt their hip or something. So for them, they weren't ready for it. You know, yoga is a sport in and of itself, and to do that sport well, you have to practice it and gear up for it. But these were people that didn't have enough strength to get into end ranges of positions. So yeah, I'm really strong from here to here, but going all the way to the bottom or all the way to the top, or even you, if you ever tried twisting around your car to get something, you go to that very end, you're like, oh, this is kind of uncomfortable. And you know that if you twist it a little bit more, you could end up hurting your back or your hip. So those are positions I don't like people to get into. Likewise, if somebody wants to go strength training, but they can't really move, if they have a lot of limited motion in their shoulder or their hips, they're not somebody who I'm going to say, I want you lifting more weight. I'm going to tell them, you need to do more mobility work. You need to gain that flexibility in your soft tissue, your joint capsules, your tendons. So, you know, just somebody who doesn't have enough strength going to do yoga in extreme positions or Pilates in extreme positions is just as at risk of somebody who has a lot of lean tissue, but they don't have great mobility and they want to go push heavier weight. You almost need to appreciate both ends of the coin. But each in and of itself, each discipline is phenomenal, and there are pieces to be taken from everything. So, you know, to be that perfect athlete or to be very well-rounded or, you know, cross-training, you know, at its pure essence, I think we need to take bits and pieces from everything.
And it's unfortunate because people think that they're doing the right thing for them. They think they're doing something that is going to get them where they need to be. But it goes back to that pay-to-play type thing.
Yeah.
And you think yoga, you know, not too intense, but you do contort yourself into some, you know, positions that you're not used to being in.
Yoga's tough.
So you need some strength to get there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yoga has humbled me many times.
Absolutely.
I am not good enough for it. I'll readily admit that. So.
Yeah.
But you're so right that, you know, you got to pay to play. You got to earn the right to do things with your body. And the fact of the matter is, I'm sorry, most of us, you know, don't get paid to be active every day. So, you know, we have to do more homework on our own, more maintenance work in order to play on the weekends or play during the week. So, that's all we really had for today.
Yeah.
You know, glad to have Sean here with me. So hopefully you guys will be seeing a lot more of him. We'll let him take the reins on some others too. Maybe he's got some good
prepared.
Yeah. You're fine. As of right now, you'll still pass your rotation.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, that's it really. Hope you guys have a great Friday. If you have any questions, as always, let us know. Weekend's coming up, the sun's poking out a little bit. But yeah, that was it for today. Stretching, other disciplines, ways to stay active. Seriously, shoot them our way if you got questions or any other topics you'd like to hear us discuss. So have a great weekend, everybody.
Take care, guys.